We're also joined by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
Councilwoman Matos, the city of Providence recently reached an agreement with the Firefighters Union, a tentative agreement over platoon structure. Mayor Jorge Alorza says this will save $15 million over 5 years, although there's still an unresolved issue about increased hours that were imposed on firefighters by the mayor. So do you think the city is really going to wind up saving the amount cited by the mayor?
Actually, I don't know yet because the city council has not had the opportunity to hear from the administration and from the unions about how they reached this agreement, and we haven't had the opportunity to ask questions about the process. I'm hopeful. I was very pleased to see that they reached an agreement. I'm concerned that not everything was included in there in what would that mean for the city finances?
This conflict between City Hall and the Firefighters Union has dominated Mayor Alorza's first 2 years in office. Do you think it was a mistake for him to pick that fight with the Firefighters Union?
I was always concerned about the way how we went about it. I don't disagree with the mayor that something needs to be done and that we need to look for ways to address the cost in overtime that we pay every year for public safety in general. So I think I understand the mayor's position on trying to find solutions to that. My concern is trying to do this in the middle of a contract without waiting for the contract to expire. That would be the feedback that I would give.
Let's go to Scott.
You know, we hear an awful lot about panhandling and homeless folks in downtown, mm-hmm. in Kennedy Plaza especially. What's your solution to this?
My solution to this, I'm still working with the different groups that are proposing different options. Councilwoman Harris has been very a strong advocate for the homeless in trying to find a solution because she represents Ward 11, which goes all the way to Broad Street and where Broad and Elmwood divide. And she's been dealing with a lot of issues also in that area. And one of the things that we're looking at is a possible day center, which the mayor announced. And we're looking at other alternatives.
Should people be allowed to panhandle downtown?
We cannot prohibit people from panhandling right now. Like, it's happening everywhere. It's not only here in Providence. I went for a conference last year in L.A. One of the workshops that I took was what a difference a mile makes. I'm glad I did that because we were in this beautiful downtown area. So this workshop was a walking tour, and we went just walk a mile to a skid row. And what you see there, the problem, when you compare to the problem they have in L.A., ours is not as bad. It's all about perspective. But at the same time, we do have to work proactively and find a solution.
We had Mayor Alorza here with us in August, and he talked up how there are a variety of working groups developing a 10-year fiscal plan for the city. At the same time, it often seems like the tough choices really have yet to be made, and there are no easy choices when it comes to putting the city on a stronger fiscal footing. Are you optimistic that Providence is going to be able to avoid going into receivership?
I think so, but at the same time, I'm glad you're talking about this because we're talking about a 10-year plan for the city. I'm a little bit more concern also with a 6-year plan for the city. The city in 6 years, we're going to have elections in which most of the city council members are going to be term limit. And if Mayor Alorza runs again for re-election, he's going to be term limit. So for that election time, we're going to have a complete almost 10 to 12 members of the city council could be new members right there, and a new mayor. And I think we need to start thinking about that. What are we going to do? Because we can put together a great plan for the 10 years, but it depends what's going to happen in 6 years would probably dictate a lot of what's going
to
happen.
To come back briefly to the fiscal issue, Mayor Alorza seems very confident that there will be the political will to make tough decisions. Do you share that view?
Yes. I think we all are worried about the future of the city. We want to make sure that the city is going to have the financial health for my kids, for the next generation. So when you look at it, we have no choice but to make the tough decision.
Given his long-term problems with campaign finance, do you have confidence in your council president, Luisa Ponte?
I do. I supported Councilman Aponte to be the president of the city council.
Are you concerned about some of these problems?
And we should note that the State Board of Elections voted Wednesday night to refer to the Attorney General's office a campaign finance matter involving Council President Aponte.
This is Thursday afternoon when we're recording this. And as of right now, I still don't have enough information. I'm reading what your guys are putting out there. I'm following you guys. I'm following Dan McGowan. I'm reading. So I don't have a lot of information that I can comment on that. I just can tell you that I supported Councilman Aponte to be the council president because I believe in the vision that he has for the city.
Back in 2014, when Michael Solomon announced his run for mayor, you were there to support him. So
yes.
What letter grade would you give to Mayor Alorza for his performance as mayor?
You want me to rate the mayor?
Yes.
No, actually, right now, we're still incomplete. There's so many decisions that have to be made, so I cannot make a final assessment yet.
Let's come at it this way. How would you rate his strengths and weaknesses?
I think he does have the strength to make tough decisions, which I think is very important. I think the weakness for each new administration, he went through the same learning period that every new administration has, which takes me back to what's going to happen in 6 years. So, and I think probably one thing is working together with some of the seasoned members of the city council, that would have been a weakness, I think, which I think he has been doing a lot of work now to build that relationship.
By just about every measure, Councilwoman, we still see a large gap between the achievement levels of minority students and majority students in the Providence schools.
Mm-hmm.
This has gone on for a long time. I don't expect an overnight change.
Yeah.
But what do you think we should be doing that we're not doing now?
Well, right now there's a conversation going on about charter school. And I just want to be, as you know, because I've been on the record, I'm a supporter of charter school. And my kids went to a charter school. My daughter still goes to a charter school. And I remember when I was going to run for office and I was having the conversation with a political expert regarding this topic. Oh, you're going to send your son to a charter school and you're running for city council. And let me tell you, every time I go to the hair salon in my neighborhood, every time I go to the grocery store, to the bodegas, people are approaching me, asking me for options for their kids to go to school. So I understand we need to support the public school system, and I'm fully aware of that. But at the same time, we need options. And I think every other parent deserves to have the right to have options like I did.
So do you support Achievement First's plan to open more schools in Providence?
I approve their plan to expand. I'm still not final decision whether how much, but I think I'm how much right now. But I do approve for them to expand. I approve also, I'm in support of the learning community expansion also. So, yes, I'm in support of it.
And Mayor Alorza would have the power to veto expansion by Achievement First. Is there any reason that you would think that he would have to veto more schools by Achievement First?
But can I tell you, he understands the quality of education that the students are receiving in Achievement First. You saw those high mark numbers that came back from the test results. So I think that he will make a decision that is in line with his experience and what he has seen. We cannot deny the success that they're having so far, and I hope that he makes the right decision.
We're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Great to be here.
And Providence's Ward 15 Councilwoman, Sabina Matos.
Thank you. I really enjoy my time here.